July 24th, 2017, excuse me, 2018, month-end audit meeting at 6:30.
Go ahead and open it up. So thank you, July 24th, regularly scheduled town audit meeting. Roll call, if you could, please.
Councilman Hogan.
Here.
Councilman Van Tassel.
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire.
Here.
Councilman Noonan.
Here. So Ruby, thank you. Did you say we have all signatures except for what we have presented in front of us here?
What you have in that folder.
Good job, everybody, on that, so thank you. The first one's LE Group. It's a contract. We dealt with this in the last one of the recent town board meetings on their new contract. It's in the process, but this is still dealing with the fact that the verbiage said $4,400 a month, but in those months where there's 5 weeks, Ruby's presented with a bill that's $5,142.50 because there's an additional week. And so we need authorization or a motion to authorize payment of the invoice to LA Group in the amount of $5,142.50.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan.
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel.
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire.
Yes.
Councilman Noonan.
Yes. And today is 24. The second item is from Northeast Promotional Group, board approved a PO. This was written for the purchase of 150 T-shirts, $5.75 a piece, for a total of $862.50. The order was increased due to additional participation. The order received was for 167 T-shirts to cover the program. So we need a motion to approve the additional spend of $97.75.
So moved.
Second. Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan.
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel.
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire.
Yes.
Councilman Noonan.
Yes. So as you may recall, at the last audit meeting for those present, we had a voucher presented by RAC, Randy, that was greater than the 500, which he doesn't need authorization for purchase more than that, and it's a large bulk paper, but he also needs to still get three quotes, which he did. So that was informed to him, and during that time period of transition, it appears that another purchase through Leland was made while he was doing that. So the quotes he received after the fact are attached, but it presents a second conversation. So the first issue, let's deal with if we could. We need authorization for payment for this invoice to Leland in the amount of $653.30. It was for the bulk purchase of paper products for the rec.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call for Cody.
Can I ask a quick question
ma'am.
Roll call?
Yes.
Rudy, you have 635.30 on the right-hand column, and the brackets within the body of your note say 653. I just want clarification.
What's the column in the invoice?
635.30.
635.
The invoice is
635.30. Okay. Sorry about that.
Sorry,
I just caught that. Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes. So further discussion on this topic. So you heard me mention that we did go get three quotes. And what appears to be the result of getting those quotes is that Leland's not low, not the lowest. But we've already purchased, we have to authorize a payment, we just did. But I think we should give direction to the rec department going forward. So the thought is, do we continue to purchase through Leland, or do we make sure that the rec department knows that they need to go at low price? Uline, and I think W.B. Mason?
Or the well, other each thing? Had different lower prices in it.
So it's not what Rudy had the vendors do, or Rudy had Randy had the vendors do, is give them a line item price for each of the items. And so some are low on some, and some are higher on the others. At the end of the day, when you add them all up, Leland still wasn't lowest, but Leland is lower than some. For example, on the bathroom tissue, 48 rolls per case, they're at 52.29. They're low in that particular lineup. But if you look at some other things that we purchased, like clear liners, they're higher than the other two. So do we, and then on the foam dispensers, they're higher. Board have an opinion on whether we continue to buy from Leland or we instruct the rep to piece it out. It's a cost of time when you start to piece it out.
Yeah.
Right. You share that thought. There's labor to fill out these racks and then process the bills. The overall difference, if we were to buy one of each of these, just to put it in comparison, Leland would be $246.88, and Uline would be $187.00. So there's a $60 swing there.
Do we use Leland across the board in the town here for everything, or do we?
I believe that we've been fairly loyal to Leland over time. I don't know if that was yet because of habits.
Ever since I've been.
Or they were low at one time. It goes back before my time. Since I've been involved, I don't remember signing other vendors' vouchers for the bulk purchase, paper purchase needs for the rec.
Okay.
Is there a delivery timing? How far ahead?
Well, that's the other pieces that I was kind of mentioning to Rudy. It might require a little bit more discussion, but I certainly don't want to kick the can down the road too far once you get clarity, otherwise we'll deal with it every month. I don't know is the answer to that question. So if we buy from Uline, is there delivery fees, shipping fees?
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
So how local is Leland? I mean, are they, I know where they are. I think that's all some biggest deal. Is that their only... their only distribution center, like that's their home base, or are they a larger company with a mobile satellite here?
No, they're out of this area, out of Warren County.
Because I mean, I'd be willing to call them up and say, hey, look, we're going to be for the future where we use you, because I have to imagine a lot of local businesses are losing out on the internet right now, right? And if we can have that price match or something like that, I'd like to try to do that going forward. But the answer for today,
We already took care of paying them until we're square. It's a direction going forward so that we're not dealing with it each month. So I think if one opinion I'm hearing is let's do a little more discovery, go back to Leland. I mean, what would they mean?
I'd like to do as much local business as possible, considering that we're trying to do a business in our town. And, but if it requires a little bit of work or a meeting, I'm certainly willing to be part of that.
I like doing business locally. I don't think there's anything that says we have to go with the whole bid, but obviously when we're trying to save money, that's the way to go.
Well, our procurement policy would indicate that we should go with low bid unless there's a compelling reason why not to.
Okay.
So, the compelling reason might be our board's unanimous decision to support local. It might be there's delivery charges, there might be some other arrangements on a bigger bulk purchase that could drive our costs down. So I think we spend a significant amount. We probably have a purchase of this size at least every month through the summer.
During the summer, I would say three or four times during the summer would be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to guess,
maybe two or three more.
Yeah. Probably four.
I'd be interested to see if there's delivery charges on some of the other businesses.
Leland used to have a delivery charge for fuel when the price of gas was so high. I don't know if that went down or if they eliminated it. It would be on the voucher if they were charging a delivery charge.
Yeah, currently no delivery charge, and they're giving you.
Is Uline local?
No.
Do you know who the third vendor was by chance? Is it WB Mason?
WB Mason.
Yes.
We use
that for the town hall.
Does the rec committee want to maybe work with the person who will be running the rec to just sort out how to do it going forward?
Okay, we can get copies of those.
If possible. Here's a copy. We can make it afterwards. That's the extra copy.
Well, I can make copies for you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here's
the
So we'll close the topic of paying Leland. We've already voted on that.
Yeah.
We'll work on getting some clearer direction to the rec department for future purchases.
Yeah. You want to leave things at status quo?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. The next number of vouchers that are in here are related to payment for coaches and assistant coaches that were running programs at the rec. And there appears to be some agreements that were put in place, or some understanding, I don't know about agreements, some understanding of how we would pay those coaches and assistant coaches, but it didn't make it to board for board approval in a resolution. And so I think, with the exception of one of these requires additional discussion. What I'd like to do, if it's okay, is address this resolution, or suggest that we talk about this agreement. And if we pass a resolution, it takes a while to get out there off the table for discussion. I'm okay to discuss it, but it's the same conversation on every one of them.
Sounds good.
So, if I understand it correctly, there was a meeting with the school and some representation from the board.
Yes.
And there was an agreement that we were going to be paying coaches $300 to run camps and assistant coaches $100.
Well, if I may, on that one, I don't feel that we discussed assistants at all. I think we talked about it was t-shirts and coaches, and, you know, the head coach, $300. I think that was the fee that we were to pick up on our end, or the cost, which I would pick up on our end. Assistants seemed to come out later, and that may have been the way it's always been done, but we didn't discuss it at that meeting, so I kind of feel like it's a new discussion for all of us at this point.
Okay. I have recollection of us paying assistants in the past. I don't know what the agreement was and how we got to that amount, but I do know that we paid assistants in some of the programs in the past. Bob Mogan's.
Just the Bob and
Spogman's assistant.
I've always had an assistant, and they weren't paid. Those are the only ones I know of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have.
Is anybody opposed to paying assistants?
Not at all.
For purpose of a matter of record, for the programs in reference, just for summary, on the dollar side of things, there was 167 participants in total. We collected revenue of $6,680. If we were to pay out coaches and assistant coaches as proposed, it would be a $3,275 expense, and then the t-shirts expense was $960.25. It still leaves a profit currently of $2,444.75. So we're not upside down on the program. So maybe we could consider a resolution that might read something like this: authorization to pay the coaches not up to but not to exceed $300, and assistant coaches up to but not to exceed $100, and in either case, appropriate prorating if their programs are short.
I would make that motion. So moved.
Second.
Does that feel comfortable to you?
Mm-hmm.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
So let's address another issue related to an assistant coach. If we were going to pay assistant coaches $100, and it was going to be for three sessions, and they only had two sessions due to the individual maybe not being available, but he only did two of the sessions, the appropriate proration would be $66.66. The voucher is submitted for $75. We're not sure why. I propose that we modify the voucher to read $67. And I'd be comfortable supporting that. Does anybody else have
a I'm fine with that.
I think that's fine. It goes along with the wording of that of the resolution just passed, the proration of the time.
Is that our employee?
That is.
He wasn't on our clock, was he?
I don't have that information. So we need authorization to approve the payment of a voucher to Albert Vasek in the amount of $67.00 for camp, assistant coach basketball camp.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
The next item is a voucher for the request to do a refund to April Ostrander for boys basketball camp in the amount of $80, which for two sessions at $40 each due to sickness.
So I don't know if we discussed it now or after, but I don't know if we have nothing in writing. I would second that to refund it, but maybe we need more clear in the future because this is the space that fills up, and ultimately, I mean, it's easy to say someone's sick and not send them. Maybe everything was fine. And I know the illustrator, I don't know the issue with the children, if they were sick or not, but I think looking at the bigger picture going forward, maybe we clearly outline exactly why I get a refund. But I would second the motion to refund this year. Again, I think it's our first year with these camps. We're learning as we go, and we need to short things up a little bit better for next year.
So let's go ahead and close this. We'll have a brief discussion on that. We have a motion and we have a second. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Who would own modified clockware so that policy
so is they on, right on that pamphlet where it talks about how to pay? Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's pretty savvy with a computer and file, I can certainly add something and have it checked over by the board to make sure it's clear. I just want to make sure we're not losing enrollment or space or having to say no if something is filled up. If in fact, we're not ultimately sick. Again, I trust that they're sick in this case. However, going forward, I can see an easy way to fill up camp if you've got nothing going on and then all of a sudden something comes up and I can't go to camp and pay. How do we get our money back? I would say we're sick. I think just trying to protect us from other enrolled ease or attendees, the numbers for this camp to make sure they're satisfied, things like that. Because ultimately, these pay for the camp itself.
Yes, they do. So you have not enough kids to actually work in the camp.
Right. It's only two fees this year. With the term. Yeah.
So we work with whoever has the master document.
Yep. Absolutely.
Ends up being, I think, and then we'll get some from the board for the next meeting.
Sure.
Verbiage change, and then we'll deal with it. So it's not actually going forward.
Sounds great.
Okay. The next item is a voucher from Lewis and Greer. Lewis and Greer. It's the amount of $24,212. We need to approve payment to Lewis and Greer for the Erie amount of $24,212. But really wanted to make sure it was pointed out. It was an understanding that payment inclusive of a payment to management information systems in the amount of $17,977.50. And that the total cost of that payment to that vendor through Lewis and Greer is now up to $27,157.00. So we're aware.
Okay.
We could have a motion to approve payment of the voucher for to Lewis and Gear in amount of $24,212.00.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
And then the remaining two items in the audit voucher, or in the audit envelope, are just the ongoing TNA. There's no more.
Yes. It's covered by the motion. It just needs signatures.
Yes. These need signatures also.
Well, I need the
this
four signatures, and
but not of the TNA. But.
Not a lot. I'm waiting for money. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Rudy, if you could bear with us for just a minute, we have a couple other items on, we need to clean up, but for the purpose of our meeting, we're just going to start the process of signing.
Okay.
We just have to have that. These are all ones we just discussed. Open for a minute to take care of some housekeeping things. We will go ahead, wait for council to come back. Look for a resolution to approve. How can we love it?
Before we get into the next thing.
One more second. Anybody listening to the tape will think that we fell asleep?
Yeah.
We'll resume momentarily.
Why don't you sing for us while we're waiting?
I'm thinking, put on some of that music. We got a radio recording. That elevator music.
You guys
get
home down there. The mic sounds safe.
I can't even hum good.
No, neither can I. I can't even remember the words of the tone. Motion to approve bills as allotted.
Seconded.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan.
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel.
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire.
Yes.
Councilman Noonan.
Yes.
Rudy, thank you as always. Done a great job. Thank you all four people for being across the line. We're going to leave the auditing open for just a minute to take care of some town business and do the fact that we don't have members. We don't have a regular audit meeting. So,
a regular
board meeting. Thank you.
Okay.
There was a motion made back at a prior a board meeting back on March 13th that read, motion was made by Councilman LeClaire, seconded by Councilman Hogan, to enter into a contract with LaBerge Group care highway garage bid specs for the repairs of the highway garage, not to exceed $24,500, was to be paid out of an identified account. We need to add some additional verbiage to that resolution that reads, plus reimbursable expenses. That's their contract for the end.
So.
Okay. And a second.
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 Was it just oversight?
Mm-hmm. It was oversight of the kind of. Yeah. Oversight of the
vote. Not understood ultimately with the contract in hand. Fair enough.
Yeah, it was an oversight of the board that we didn't have verbiage in a resolution that was consistent with the contract we entered into. And so the request is to have the resolution modified to match the contract we had in place. Okay. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClair?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
We have a time-sensitive issue that came up that we need to, can't wait till the next meeting. All of you are aware of the fact that we received a resignation from Randy Hoffman from the position that he holds is technically
working supervisor.
Building maintenance working supervisor for the Monroe Rec. So his last day of employment is going to be July 27th. Pass around the letter if you haven't already seen it. But being that we accepted his employment, approved it through resolution, we're going to need a resolution to accept his resignation.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Okay. We're starting to see him go.
Yes.
Things seem to be progressing nicely within there. But we also understand that it's probably a money thing, and he's also more at home working at another golf course.
Yeah, I think he misses that, from what I understand. Yeah, he's done a fantastic job there the time he's been here.
Yes.
I've heard lots of good things. You guys are a little closer to it, then.
Yeah, he does a great job.
I agree. I'd like to grab an accelerator pump because he threw that out there that we need it. So we've got to make sure we run with that in the spring when we budget and for equipment. So thank you, Randy, for your time.
Leanne, roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClair?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers? Why did I even say that?
We don't.
I was on a roll.
You were. You just walked around.
He didn't answer, so that's good.
We can't run the rec without some additional guidance and supervision. We're very fortunate, as I believe most of you know, that there's been discussion between the supervisor and another town employee by the name of David Jones. David Jones is already an employee at the rec as a recreation laborer. David Jones is willing to step in on a interim basis and take us through at least the next month while we find some replacement. But in order for us to move forward with a resolution to put in that position, we're going to need to handle the technicality of accepting his resignation as recreational labor. So looking for a resolution to accept the resignation as recreational labor effective 7/27. This is his resignation from that position, so he may accept a new position as working supervisor for building and grounds effective 7/28.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClair?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
That said, looking for a resolution for the board to accept the resignation of David Jones, as we just did. We need a resolution that David Jones be hired as a working supervisor for buildings and grounds. He is compensated at the rate of $18 per hour, effective 7/28/2008.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClair?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
How lucky we are. He stepped up.
Yes.
How lucky we are.
Solid guy so
yes,
far.
Yes.
I've heard some positive things. I don't remember who told me, but maybe it was
probably him.
But you know, I heard a story. I apologize for who I don't remember told it to me recently. Maybe it was Regina that he was standing down in the middle of the field, just being a good teacher, coach, showing the new people we just hired how to do their job. Very interactive. It was refreshing to hear. And so I think he'll do a fine job with the young people we have down there.
Nice.
We have another item we need to clear up or move on if we could. I believe that we were presented from the town clerk to the town board a list of election inspectors, and we didn't pass a resolution to accept those. So do you have that resolution handy, Amy?
I do have the original. Did it change at all?
No.
Okay.
I believe the names are Kathleen Goodsell, Theodore Monsor, John Esposito, and Diane Lorenzi.
Yes.
Would you mind reading that into the record?
Resolution of the Town of Moreau and the County of Saratoga, New York, adopted July 24, 2018, designating the officials to act at the special election to be held August 27, 2018. Resolved by the Town Board of the Town of Moreau and the County of Saratoga, New York, as follows. Section 1, the following persons whose names are included on the list of election inspectors and ballot clerks previously designated for general election purposes pursuant to the election law are hereby appointed to act as election inspectors and ballot clerks at the special election of the qualified voters of the proposed extension number 5 of sewer district number 1 in the town of Moreau and the county of Saratoga, New York, to be held at the Moreau Town Hall, 351 Reynolds Road, Moreau, New York, on August 27, 2018, from noon until 8 p.m., and to perform all duties and undertakings in relation thereto as prescribed by the town law and the election law. Kathleen Goodsell, Theodore Monsor, Joan Esposito, Diane Morency. Section 2, the election inspector shall file with the town clerk of the town a certificate setting forth the holding of the special election, the total number of votes cast upon the proposition submitted at such special election, and the number of votes for and against said proposition, together with the name and address of every person voting at such special election upon such proposition. Section 3, in the event an election inspector is unable to fulfill his or her duties and there is insufficient time to call a meeting of the town board to appoint a replacement, the town clerk is hereby authorized to choose a replacement election inspector of the same political party as the inspector unable to fulfill his or her duties. Section 4, each election inspector shall be paid the sum of $110 for services rendered on the date of this special election. Section 5, this resolution shall take effect immediately.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
An additional item, Paul couldn't make the meeting tonight. I think there was an email thread. Lisa just wanted to make sure we were all good on this. There was a question about using the town emblem, because I believe he's under the understanding that we were working on developing. I know that work is still in progress. So is everybody comfortable with the instruction to be given to Paul to use the existing town emblem logo?
Yes.
We don't have another one yet.
If I might add that, I was the one that took that on and got two different renderings back from Chicago Flag, and just aren't really hitting mark. So I'm working with different artists at this point in time. Might take that a little bit longer than I expected. So if he has some old emblems, I would suggest he put those on, because they can always come off, I think, once we get a new image to represent our town.
Okay.
And definitely did the work. I mean, beautiful, like this.
Yeah, it's the big thing. I mean, it's going to be the image of our town or the brand of our town or the mark, you know, and it really has to be something I think that is the mark here. So.
Committee report?
I did send everybody an email today about that Greenway grant and the presentation that Tracy had done. About the overall project, show people overall what we have possibly for recreation in the town. So I did send you that, and I'm hoping that maybe if you're in support of that, we can do something by next week, because she needs to get that in.
Next week or 2 weeks?
Actually, is it 2 weeks or 3 weeks? It's the 14th, so.
At the next town board?
At the next town board.
Does that have your bed on the corner?
Yeah, she said that she really could put it in as late as sometime in August, so it's $500 for her to put that grant in, pay for her to do that project. So.
Good.
Okay. So we should be aware of that at the next town board meeting.
Sounds good. Thank you.
No, not at this point. Thank you. Yeah, well, I was wondering about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we'll probably have a discussion. We can bring it up now if you want. We can, so people can be looking at it. So we can share your thoughts.
And then National Grid Potentiary Management, I was reading through the minutes of the meeting, and the board meeting was held July 10th. And I guess my question was in regards to replacing the lights at the following locations, and I had the list of buildings. Is it just bulbs that they're replacing, or is it fixtures they're replacing?
My understanding is they're replacing ballasts that are required to replace, to run the LED bulbs.
Okay.
And where ballasts couldn't be retrofitted, they'd be replacing the fixtures.
Okay.
Now, again, that's not how that resolution reads, so
correct.
You know, it might be worth digging into the supporting documents before the next meeting and bring it up between now and then. But that was my understanding of that agreement, was that it was retrofitting existing fixtures where that was possible, and where not, replacing the fixture.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, I think about, like, in my house, there's standard fixtures. Change a bulb. I mean, it's an LED bulb.
Yeah.
But I also understand that, like, maybe at the highway they've had fluorescent bulbs, and that you can't just put in an LED.
No, you got to put in a new
fixture.
Ballast
to take down an LED lighting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Thanks for bringing that. Well, it's just a thought I had.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Okay.
Leanne, do we need a motion to close this meeting?
Yes.
Okay. So.
I make a motion to close this meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Thank you, Leanne, very much.
Thanks, Leanne.